Mr. Drake, rail one. Mr. Drake, could you tell me when and where you were born?
Yes, I was born on 26 Regent Street, Hemsworth, Napalm-Effect, Yorkshire.
And how many were in the family?
There was 9 of us. I have 4 brothers and 4 sisters.
And when were you? When were you born? When?
The 30th of October, 1913.
And what did your dad do for a living?
My dad was a miner.
At which colliery?
I worked at one or two collieries. He worked at Hemsworth and he also worked at Briary, which was both close to Hemsworth. Mm.
And what was his job at the coal field?
He was at the coal face. Mm.
And what kind of place was Hemsworth in those days?
It's a town, funny enough. We always look upon it as a village, but it isn't. It's a town because it has its own MP. It was a typical mining village. A central part of the old school and the church is forming a sort of triangle. And that, in effect, was the centre of the town itself. There wasn't a lot of shops, but there was adequate for what people wanted. And they had a market every Saturday down in the south of the area, which was an open market which you could walk around and do quite a bit of shopping on. Which was always cheaper than the local shops. So it was quite a busy market, and we looked forward to going there at weekends on the Saturday afternoon.
And what kind of house were you living in at this time?
Tote and toe down. That's this bag. There was a backyard. There was also a cellar. And outside of the front door was the grate where they used to pour the coal down into the cellar. So you didn't have to run out for your coal, you just went down into the cellar and collected it from there for your coal fire, which in them days did everything. They had the hot water cylinder on one side. There was the old York grate, as they used to call them, polished steel and black leaded. We used to have that to do during our course of duties as we grew up. And of course, the oven was on the left hand side, and my mother used to bake 3 times a week, and it was wash day 3 times a week, being a family like we were. There was always a lot of washing and always a lot of baking, but she did restrict it to Sunday, and when Sunday was supposed to be a day off, but she always managed to cook a Sunday dinner, which we looked forward to, because that was always a good meal, with the Yorkshire pudding and gravy on to start with, and then the usual beef or lamb or whatever, and very often had a sweet after it. So we used to persevere, although we were a very poor family, as I would put it in them days.
Did you feel poor at the time? Did you feel poor compared to other people, or was everybody else in the same position?
Well, a lot were in the same position. They weren't well off them days. Miners weren't well off them days, and they were always having put back onto 3 days a week and this sort of business. So there was nobody really well off unless you were a schoolmaster or a school teacher, which were looked upon as higher up in the world.
So who were the well-off people in the village, do you think, apart from the school teacher?
Well, the town clerk, he was fairly well-off in our estimation. The some of the shopkeepers were fairly well off. The doctor was sort of existing on a budget, and he used to come round for his sixpence every week for his patients. And your doctrine, of course, you got all your doctrine for your sixpence a week. So it didn't leave him a lot of scope. One I worked for, he was a very sporty man. He used to play rugby and he had a big tennis court.
And so you work for him?
Well, I worked for him as I left school.
Ah, well, we'll get to that when we get to that period. Now, was your father from the local area?
No, he was a Lancashire man. He was born in Lee. And my mother was Yorkshire. She was born in, she lived in Robert Town near the Liversedge. That's in Yorkshire.
Now, you said you were one of nine children.
That's right.
Could you just list who the others were? And
yeah, well, my oldest brother, Adolf, he was in the First World War. He was at the Dardanelles, and he got injured there. Then he went back again and was in a more difficult position and lost. He was wounded in the legs, so he had to casualty twice in the First World War. So he didn't go to the Second World War. He married a nurse from Nottingham, where he was in hospital. And he stayed down there. So we always been older because he was always in Nottingham. Now, the next to him was my sister, Annie. She lived locally. She had a job down at the baker. She was a baker. And in the bakery had a cafe. And we were very thankful she worked there, because them days for the cafe, they used to cut all the crusts off the bread she made, put them in a bag, and she used to bring them home. She used to all be fighting for the crusts. The next one was my other sister, Hilda. She went into service in Huddersfield and married a lad in Huddersfield, and they had the business, bakers and confectioners. The next one was my brother Clarence. He finished up as an hairdresser, and he had his own shop, but he didn't go to the war because he worked in the mines and run his shop in his spare time. So he was like one of the better boys, if you will. He went into the mine when the war broke out. So he run his, as I say, he run his business when he came out on the weekends. Next brother was, next in line was me, was Bill. He was got to be the foreman painter for Winnie Manley and Sons. They were the big contractors in the village or in the town. They did everything, schools, built houses to let, and he was the main man for both building, contracting, funerals, and they also run a farm. It was all in one complex on Barnsley Road. The next in line, of course, was myself. I was 2 years, there was always 2 years at least between us. I was 2 years younger. My story you'll get a bit later on. Then came my sister, and then came Leonard. He was 2 years younger than I. And Leonard, myself, and William were in that 6 years altogether period. We all three went in the army, so we were all in the Second World War. Then after Leonard came my sister Eva. She married a schoolmaster from Halifax, well-known people in Halifax, and he finished up at Halifax Grammar School before he retired. And then my youngest sister, Irene, she went to work for my older sister that was older in the business of confectionery, what have you, bakers and confectioners. And then she moved down to Nottingham to my oldest brother, and went in the factory there and finished up as the foreman of the factory before she retired, and still lives down at Putney. That is the whole story of our family.
Now, you mentioned your eldest brother Harold in the First World War. Do you have any memories at all of the First World War, the end of the First World War? Because you would have been about five then.
I always remember him talking about aeroplanes and zeppelins. I remember having to go underneath the stairs when the sirens went, but that's, I don't recall a lot of the First World War.
Was there a lot of sirens? Was there a lot of air raids? Do you know?
No, there weren't a lot. It were only an occasional time that we went underneath the stairs with that all down into the cellar. But I can just remember as a kiddie, of course, I would only be 2 to 3 years old. And so I don't remember a lot about it. But I always remember them being scared of something from up in the sky.
And what about your brother Harold coming back from the war?
Well, of course, he married and lived in Nottingham, so he never came back to dwell with us, of course. But as I say, he married a nurse who was apparently looking after him after he had his cheek, part of his cheek blown off. He had his legs damaged, but he got through it all right. He had a big scar from his ear to his mouth, but it gradually got less and less each year, and it was very little to see, even in his latter stages of life.
And what regiment was he in? Can you remember?
Well, no idea. Not the faintest.
And can you remember the day that the First World War ended?
No, I don't recall a lot about it, but I don't recall a lot about the First World War ending.
Now, you have started school. What do you remember about the school that you went to?
The school was just within 5 minutes walk from the address of 26 Regent Street. It was only just at the top of the road, so it was very, very handy. We could walk to school within a couple of minutes. There was a big patch of ground in front of it. It came in very handy, especially when we were children. We used to play on it at night time, cricket and football and what have you. I always remember that we was always taught, and we never missed school. We dared miss school in our family, none of us. We all went, and we went every day to school. It was for me if you really that you missed school. I don't recollect missing school at all myself, only for one period when I got an eye damage through a game they were playing and knocked a peggy, which is a piece of wood with a point on, and knocked it straight into my eye and I had to go to Leeds Infirmary. They wouldn't treat it or anything for the first week. They said they'd see which way it turned. They couldn't keep me in, so I had to go every day. However, it turned for the better, and I eventually finished up taking the eye shield off and wearing glasses until for a certain amount of time, which I discarded when they found out that my eyes were perfect once again. I've always been thankful for that because I've always had good eyesight, and it comes in very handy when you're enthusiastic in your different games you play, especially ball games, billiards, snooker, football, cricket, you name it, tennis, I've played it.
We'll talk about that.
I'm very interested in
And how old were you when this accident happened?
I'd be about 7 or 8.
Now you said you never missed hardly any school, and was that because of your father and your mother making sure that you got to school?
Yes, entirely. My mother, not my father so much, my mother. She always insisted that we went to school, even if we were trying to cry off not so well, we still went to school.
And was there a contrast, were there other parents that maybe weren't so strict, friends that you had at that time? Were there other parents that possibly weren't so strict?
Oh yes, there was always the dead legs, as you like to put it, the naughty ones who didn't appear, and were naughty boys when they were out. One particular family, I recall, I wouldn't mention the name, but at least the school teacher that he was in my class, and at least the school teacher had sympathy for him because he knew what the background was. He had nothing and he was out to steal everything. And he even was a period when he even brought sandwiches and made him go behind the blackboard to eat the sandwiches because he knew they never had anything to eat before they came to school. So the teacher had a certain amount of sympathy for them. And he was a strict man, was that particular teacher. He'd been in the army, so he had a bit of army look and ways with him. But he was still compassionate.
Can you remember what he was called? Can you remember what he was called? So what kind of school was this? Well, what kind of lessons were you being taught as a very young child?
Usually basic lessons, arithmetic, geometry, reading, writing, usually 3 hours mostly. You didn't get as far as all the basic sciences, but you did a very good background, and the teachers them days seemed to be able to teach you on all the different subjects. You seemed to keep one teacher for most of the time. Only time if they put music on, then it'd be a music teacher, but basically the same teacher. And I always remember my teacher, Mr. Fox. He came from Briley, which was a village three miles away. make many presentations. I always feel to get presents from him for being top of the class. Wallets, pen knives, things like that, pencils, pens, things like that. My dad always was a collector of me. He always used to fancy the man when I brought him up.
So what were your best subjects?
Maths. Maths were my best subjects. I was always interested in maths. Even the teacher at one period said I was a better mathematician than he was. I was very good at maths, and that used to sort of keep the marks up. So I was nearly always 10 out of 10 in maths, and I was always good on painting. And as I progressed through the school, the teacher always used to let me not just do it in one lesson, but take two or three lessons till I finished the painting. And I always had the opportunity then, when I finished it, take it round the different classrooms and show the different classrooms. So I was very artistic as far as painting was concerned.
What about your fellow pupils at this time? Were there any characters in your class?
Well, the only character that I said was one of the Netherlands, but we were always quite pleasant. We very rarely got into a fight. I remember once when you're top of class, there's always that certain amount of green-eyed monster jealousy creeping in down below, and they egged me on that this lad could beat me, and this lad know that I'm fighting, so they arranged for a fight, and it didn't last long. We sparred up to each other, and I hit him once, and that was it. He didn't want to go anymore, so that was the only incident that I ever got into as regards fisticuffs.
So things like bullying, there wasn't really a problem of that kind.
No,
of Oscar
was a big lad, and he was a very soft lad, role they call it, and he was always the goalkeeper in the football team, and he did play for county team, he finished for the county team, but he was a very big lad, and he was always very pally, and if there was any trouble, and he turned up, then the trouble soon stopped, because he could handle anybody. He was a very, very big lad, he was. He finished up as a policeman after he went out to do. He finished up as a policeman. But he was a very, very nice lad. He came from a nice family. And although they lived in a council house, he's just a mother who was like him, very big and very weighty. So I think she weighed about 20 stone. And he would be in the 15, 16 stone class, which was very big outside of what we were. So he was always handy glad to be friends with him, because he could cope with anybody. So he was, as I say, he was a very nice lad, and I think he kept out of class always in the, under the floodlight, because he had trouble and he would soon sort it out.
What about the teachers? Did they, how did they deal with trouble?
Oh, it was the care in them days, and if they were talking out of place and that, you would back out and your hand out and three strikes on the hand.
And was that common during the day?
That it didn't occur a lot. Occasionally, I wouldn't say once a day, probably twice in a week that somebody would be pulled out and be caned.
And were you ever caned?
No. Only once. I forget. Only once I was caned. And we were doing pass for two. That's photo framing, and we used to use a classroom on its own, the master's office, which had a big desk and we could cut glass and frame photographs. And two of the lads got larking about, who were on the same thing as I was doing this photo framing. And the teacher came in, and of course, we all got in front of the headmaster, and we all got caned that day. A lot of us, although I wasn't involved in any of it, but I was part of the four or five lads who were in, and that was it. So that's one time I got caned. But the headmaster did say that I'm surprised at you.
Now, you were good at you were a good scholar at school.
Yeah.
And so, would you have taken the 11 plus?
We did what was equivalent to 11 plus at that time of the day. I don't know whether it was called 11 plus.
But it was the system where you went to the grammar school.
I think of all the family, most of us sat, but we couldn't go anyway. I think five out of the eight asked for grammar school. Probably not to go to grammar school, but my mother and father wouldn't let us go because we couldn't afford the books, never mind the uniform and things like that, which of course you have to pay for them days. Wasn't provided free. So none of us went to grammar school. We were all taught to go to work to help to keep the rest of the family.
And so at the age of 11, what do you think about that? About
well, I do know one of the school teachers lived opposite in Richard Street, and her husband was the schoolmaster down at the village school in the centre of the town. And she was one of the examiners, and she looked at mine particularly, because at the time I was running errands for her at weekends to earn sixpence, which was then handed over to my mother to help with the rest of the family to look after. And I always remember she came across to look and said she'd looked at quite a number of the papers, and mine was the best she'd ever seen. I must have done very well on the examination. But as I said, we weren't allowed to go because my parents just had the money. So I have no regrets really, but when I look back on my life, I haven't been so bad.
And so you didn't go to the grammar school, did you? Just stay at the same school until
I stayed at the same school until I was 13 and a half. At 13 and a half, I left and took a job with a doctor looking after his car and general duties. Looking after the guard, and the lad who was leaving, and I got to know the lad who was leaving, and he was a lot older, of course. He was being around about the 20, and he was doing a forming a business, a haulage business. So I took that job. And I was there for 2 to 3 years, always with the intentions of going with my brother, and he was formerly paid to handle the local bill